This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurological situation of the patient named Martin Berry, MARTINBARRY. Date of birth 07/30/1951. Date of appointment February 12, 2024. Requesting physician Robert Droege, ROBERTDROEGE. Dear Dr. Droege, I have the pleasure of seeing Martin Berry today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 72-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who on January 15, 2024 developed a headache. And he was confused. He went to the Nathan Latour Hospital where CT of the head done, which shows a small acute subdural hematoma along the left lateral convexity without significant mass effect on the adjacent brain parenchyma. Patient was transferred to the Albany Medical Center. Where CT angiogram of the head and neck did not show any occlusive disease or aneurysm or AVM. MRI of the brain also done, which was negative. Patient was discharged. Albany Medical Center after about 3 days. He is going to get the CT of the head tomorrow. He has a history of hypertension and trouble concentrating. He is still confused. He is unsteady on his feet. He is not driving. He is paying his bill and lives alone. He is getting medication. He is getting meals on wheels. He does not have any pet. He takes care of himself. Past medical history, subdural hematoma, anemia, ADD, hypertension, carotid stenosis, obstructive sleep apnea, hyperlipidemia, GERD, tinnitus, allergic rhinitis, low back pain, autism, insomnia, sciatica. Past surgical history, skin graft, vein stripped from the right leg, tonsillectomy, allergy, non-drug allergy, medication, losartan, hydrochlorothiazide, iron, hydroxyzine, bupropion, flonase, omeprazole, rizavestatin. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, uses marijuana. He is working as a janitor. He is married, separated, and lives alone. Have one kid. Family history, mother alive with Alzheimer's disease, father disease, heart attack, two sister. With Alzheimer's disease, one brother, Alzheimer's disease. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having headache, lightheadedness, confusion, memory loss, trouble walking, anxiety, back pain, poor control of the bladder. Physical examination, blood pressure 120/80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate, and rhythm, abdomen soft, pulse sound present. Next apple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech. No aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on hearing is decreased on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5/5, deep tender reflexes 2/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pin prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive. I did the mini mental status examination and he scored 29 out of 30. Assessment and plan. 72-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, Alzheimer's disease. Number two, subdural hematoma on the left side. Number 3, ADD, number 4, anxiety, number 5, gait ataxia, number 6, headache, number 7, hearing decrease on both sides, number 8, back pain. Next paragraph. Patient is going to have a CT of the head tomorrow. I will review that when the result will be available. I would like to start Aricept 5 milligram PO daily. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.